Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Around 4,000 young eco-activists took part in this year's Young Environmentalist Awards. Hosted by Eco-UNESCO, the winners were announced at a virtual ceremony last week. The awards recognise young people who have come up with innovative solutions to environmental issues. And Drive Time's Della Kilroy has been speaking to some of the winners.
Hi, I'm Cuiva, and these are my classmates Darren and Tygoke. We're first-year students in St. Brogan's College in Bandon. Our project is called How Has COVID-19 Had an Impact on Global Warming?
Students from St. Brogan's College in Cork presenting their project for the Young Environmentalist Virtual Award Ceremony. Darren, Cuiva and Tig won the Junior Climate Change Award, examining the impact of COVID-19 on the environment.
So we researched on loads of different sites like the Irish Times, and we used Google Scholar to find information. We also looked at old Irish articles, and we basically looked around and dug for information that we needed to tell us how COVID was going to affect global warming. Overall, it was quite a positive impact, as less cars were driven on the road, less factories were producing products, well, and less people were going to work. So there wasn't a lot of pollution happening at that time. It's basically a positive impact. The only negative things are that when people are using their masks, it pollutes the earth because they don't necessarily throw them away.
Tig, you're also part of this group. What do you hope to do with this research now?
Well, I hope we can share with more people, and I'm delighted. I learned so much. I thought I was believing all of the research papers I was looking at, saying it was like things like cows farting and stuff were causing pollution, but it was actually the cars and the travel.
Over 200 projects applied to the Eco-UNESCO programme this year. Despite COVID-19 restrictions, young people continue to work on their projects at school, at home and during youth clubs in an effort to tackle climate issues. Students from Beech Hill College in Monaghan won the Senior Eco Health and Wellbeing Award, creating a sensory garden.
Well, there were four of us in the project, myself, Kane, David and Luca. We looked at tackling problems such as mental health and what we could do to kind of create a safe space so students can take a breather in school, because we kind of understand that school is a stressful environment, and we just wanted everybody to feel like they had a place to go if they needed to take a breather. Given like with the lockdowns and all that, we felt that people's mental health have really been affected. We're getting loads of bark and stones and that to put down as kind of paving. And we are going to have a water feature in order to help with the hearing, kind of if you hear the water splashing. And we have mirrors for sight to see. And then the colourful fencing as well. We're going to have lovely colourful fencing around it too, just to make it a nice spot in our school.
David, you were part of this group as well. You've been back in school now for a while. But what was it like collaborating on this project during the pandemic?
I think it was good to have something to do, something productive to do, when the whole world has kind of stopped. It was good to keep busy and focus on something with an end result instead of just doing nothing, I suppose. I just hope it gets good use, which it's basically guaranteed to. So,
having taken up fishing during the lockdown, 17-year-old twins Moise and Bano won a community development award for their biodiversity project in Mayo's Derry Loch.
We decided to enhance the ecosystem at our lake. We made bird boxes and bat boxes and hang them up on the trees to make habitats for the birds and bats. We also build a beehive. There is bees in it making honey. And it was handy because it was within our 5K, and it was very therapeutic for us anyway. I thought it was, we decided to do it ourselves out of our own will because we were bored, and it was just, we went down to the lake nearly once a week or twice a week. We just got sick of looking at it, that we could fix it ourselves, and we decided to do it.
Welcome to Loretto Bray, where there is a lack of passion for nature and biodiversity growth could be better, but one Eco-UNESCO group is determined to change that. Introducing Seedling Swap.
This year's overall senior winners came from Loretto Secondary School in Bray. Fourth year students Katrina, Erica and Aoife set up a seed library called Seedling Swap.
So we set up a seed library in our school. So we built it at home over the midterm, and then We brought it into the school and we put loads of seeds in it. We got donated from around the country. And we made little envelopes and packages with different instructions and like on when and how to plant them.
So basically we have an inbox and an outbox. So any time someone has seeds, they drop it in the inbox and we can leave it in there for a few days to quarantine. And then once it's quarantined, we just put it in the outbox. So then it's free for people to take.
Loads of students have used it. I'd say around like 900 seeds roughly have been planted. And we need to get people to learn how to take seeds from their plants at home, so that they can donate them and we can keep the library up and running. That's basically just our aim as we go into the Leaving Cert years.
And that was fourth year students from Loretto Secondary School in Bray there, ending that report from Della Kilroy.